This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Just
it was
the perfect day. I don't know if it was all Vinny. I don't know what you had down in your house, but whoo, gorge here.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Yeah. It was warm.
Yeah, I would say 75.
Yeah,
light breeze.
Yeah, today will be a little cooler, but even less clouds. So if you dealt with clouds, there's less of them today than yesterday, and then a little cooler than yesterday today.
Yeah, that would be. I'd be fine with that. Mm-hmm. It was just
gonna be nice.
It just.
These are the times, too, because when summer finally kicks in,
and
we've definitely had years where summer kind of starts in February.
Yes.
And you just feel like, oh, my God, it's already 80, and we're locked in on that pattern for, what, till September?
Right.
Ah!
Yeah.
But that's not been the case. We've actually had a really mild spring. It's been nice. I like it.
Yeah, it's been, well, we had a hot week or two in there, but overall, it's been delightful.
Yeah, 60s? Come on.
It was kind of grayed out the last couple days, and then yesterday just, it knocked my socks off. I just couldn't be outside more. I just wanted to, I was outside going, we need a suntan. This is beautiful. Gorgeous.
Get naked, dude.
All right, time for the first look at Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Bad Advice. We love giving it. Mm-hmm. All you need is a problem, and we'll solve it for you. We call it bad advice, but it's really the best advice you'll ever get. Completely impartial. We take your problem, bat it around, and we do your bad advice on a little something called The Secret Show. So episode 2 of the Secret Show 2.0 is coming up on Friday. So we've already got some really good ones. Remember the haunted house one, you guys? The cuckoo-y story?
Yes.
I have a lady who lives in a house that she's got some reassuring words for these people.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Like a really nice...
Like, she sell lives it?
No. She lives in a house that you'll find out on The Secret Show.
Good job.
On Friday. And also, this one lady wants to know if she should do favors on her friend's husband. I'm going to say no.
Lady? Just, I thought it was
Wait, don't give away your answer yet. What, okay. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, is it
spoiler
a guy?
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm, it is. Oh, well, I thought it was, yeah. Goodness gracious. How I read it.
I just skimmed like five or six of them.
I read that
in
there,
and I went, oh, my God.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, there's some good ones. We have some people who have some real problems out there. And
well,
we
I already solved
real...
the problem with the cuckooey or whatever that thing's called.
The
that
punt,
lady
punt
should
the
get
house.
In the car and drive away from God. That house until the gas runs out. That's what you should do.
I agree with Vinny.
Wherever you run out of gas, that's your new home. That's just call that home.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, my God.
Don't want to mess with that.
Craziness. Yeah, don't play games.
Nope.
These are your kids.
Speaking of ghosts, we have a death. This is...
oh, dear.
If I say the name Charles Grodin, does a face pop into your...
Absolutely. Head? I know who that dude is. He was in a great movie with Robert De Niro, where there it's not Midnight Express.
It's Midnight Run.
Midnight Run, right. Yes. That's a fun movie. Well, I mean, from back in the day, it's probably... I don't know that it stands up, but I remember liking it.
1988, that came out. So 33 years ago.
And he's done a couple other things that I'm aware of.
A ton of other things. Like, I mean, as I was reading through, because I went, Charles Grodin, I know that name. And then I put up the picture. I'm like, yes, he's the guy that's been in everything. He played the dad. He played the boss. He played the friend. He played the main character. And I mean, he actually had his own run. Charles Grodin died yesterday after a battle with bone cancer. He was 86 years old. I hadn't seen him in recent years. I really remember him. That's the guy I remember, right there.
Yeah, he's been
dark hair.
Gone for, I'd say, at least 15 years.
Yeah, I don't recall having heard of him cast in anything of recently. He's best remembered, they say, for playing the straight man to a St. Bernard in the first two Beethoven movies, 92 and 93.
Oh.
I'm like, that's it, huh?
I didn't see those.
I think I saw the first Beethoven movie, actually. His career was huge, though. He starred in the original version of The Heartbreak Kid in 1972. Ben Stiller remade that in 2007. He also did Rosemary's Baby, Seems Like Old Time, Heaven Can Wait, the 1976 King Kong remake, and, of course, Midnight Run with De Niro. He had a talk show on CNBC from 95 to 98.
That might be like one of the last things he did, huh?
They don't list anything after that. Yeah. I'm not on his IMDb page or anything, just a quick story about him. But he was, Charles Grodin is just one of those guys, if you're thinking, I don't know who that is, look at his picture. You've definitely seen him. Like, he's, guy's been in everything, even if he wasn't the main character.
Well, rest in peace, Charles.
Yes. Bone cancer. Ooh.
That can't be fun.
No. But 86. Mm-hmm. 86, a great long life and an incredible career. There's a guy who was almost killed by Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina. So technically it was the candle that smells like that.
Oh.
There's a guy.
I thought his love for her and then almost she killed decided him. To leave. You know, who knows? Mm. Love hurts sometimes.
It's true, Vinny.
Okay, so the candle. What did he do to the candle?
What I love about this is that he doesn't say why he has the candle or he just wanted to have it. It was by his bedside. He burned the candle for over 3 hours. And it says right on the candle, don't burn this for more than 2 hours. It just don't do it. Which, to me, is a sufficient warning. I don't know. I don't read my candles, but how long are you leaving a candle on for? The warning says you shouldn't burn it for more than 2 hours at a time. He says that's insufficient. He wasn't injured.
That's insufficient. What a tool.
He says somebody could be injured, though, and he's trying to put together a $5 million class action lawsuit for breach of warranty and products liability. He's saying it exploded. I'm sorry, but he's holding the candle in his hand in the photo. It does seem to be cracked, and absolutely it looks like the outside of it burned. He's also saying that not only did the outside of the candle light up, like it's blackened, but it burned a ring onto his bedside table. I love that he has the Gwyneth Paltrow, this candle smells like my vagina candle on his bedside table.
How did he like the scent, though? Does he have anything to say about that?
He doesn't comment on the scent, Vincent. I assume he really liked the scent because he kept it burning for over 3 hours.
Unless she's, you know, unfortunately, I don't know how to word that. I really like that smell. I don't know hers in particular, but I love that smell, so I would probably like the candle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? I don't light anything anymore. I'm done with candles. I'm done with fireworks. I'm not playing with
fire.
Did
something happen?
Yeah. I had to evacuate my home because a fire was barreling down on us.
So no more lighting matches just for fun.
No.
No more.
Nope.
Hmm.
No.
Maybe you should consider getting
one
of those.
Not even for like a birthday cake? You want to...
No, I mean, a birthday cake because they get lit and they get blown right out. But that whole lighting
true.
A candle and then taking a bath or walking away from it because some crap came up. Nah. Nope.
I'm sorry that you've lost out on taking candle baths.
So you'll never get to experience this candle then?
Nope.
Maybe we should get him that for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you could just
light it on Christmas, give it a sniff.
No, I'm sure it smells great. I really do like that. I like it a lot.
Well, it obviously smells good enough that he left it burning long enough for it to burn a blackened hole into his bedside table. He wants $5 million. Well, he wants to make it a class action suit, so he'd get his portion of that. He was not injured. Somebody could be, though, he says, and he's looking to get $5 million out of them. Goop says, we're confident this claim is frivolous and an attempt to secure an outsized payout from a press-heavy product. We stand behind the brands we carry and the safety of the products we sell. It doesn't look exploded. It looks like the glass cracked, and it's just a guy who wants money.
I bet he's just mad that it doesn't actually smell like the what it's advertised to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Didn't they say it smells like bergamot?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like...
It's not. I can't speak to that particular... What is that, a spice?
It is. The only reason I know what that smells like is I have a soap that I really like that has that smell. So it's a very masculine smell. It's very it's like a leathery kind of.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to describe the scent of a woman. I guess it'd be sort of musky. I don't know. It's hard to.
God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to describe it.
Because I think when you say musky, I think muskrat. But people do say musk. But musk sounds too close to must. Like
no,
I'm
trying to
smell.
Think. It's a body. Yeah. It's a natural body smell. I don't know how do you describe
right.
that.
I don't. I actually don't. But you can feel free to continue.
I can't. I don't
with
know.
The attempt.
But I like.
Maybe
it.
Maybe we could try to describe it on the secret show.
Okay.
Write that down for Friday.
I'll work on that.
Bring that up. Yeah, see? Yeah, well, there you go. You're a writer. 50 years old. Is that too old to become a mom?
Well, no. I mean, it's not for me to decide. It's for that 50-year-old person to decide. I told you a very good friend that I grew up with, haven't talked to her in 30 years or whatever, but she on Facebook posted a picture of her pregnant, and I went, oh, look at that. That's from her. And it was her now. She was 49 and was pregnant.
Well, Naomi Campbell just had a baby. However, she does not say anything about how she got the baby. So it's possible she adopted this baby or had a surrogate carry the baby. But she's all excited, 50 years old. She said, a beautiful little blessing has chosen me to be her mother, which also sounds adoptive, doesn't it, in a way? Mm-hmm. She's so honored to have this gentle soul in my life. There are no words to describe the lifelong bond that I now share with you, my angel. There is no greater love. So she actually said last year, I'm not quite ready for motherhood. She was 49. And now she's got a baby.
All right.
She never posted any pregnancy pictures, so I'm going to just assume that.
Is she partnered up with anybody?
They don't say anything about that here. I don't know that much about Naomi Campbell. And they certainly don't mention anything about it.
Because it's really hard.
To have a, yes, but she's rich.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So she can have
you're right.
an
that
army
helps.
Of, you know, you can pay someone to, look, I need my 10 hours of sleep. I am a supermodel after all. She is still so blindingly beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's
terrible
very active.
Person, though. She hits people with phones.
I'm sure that all of the anger management has done wonders.
Well,
I'm
let's
sure.
hope it. Let's hope so, because she's got a baby now.
Yeah.
She's very active on Instagram, and all her. I can't tell if these pictures are throwbacks or not. You know,
because it's her just being hot the whole time.
Exactly,
no pregnancy and belly.
Right, it doesn't seem like a pandemic much. But what's interesting is there's nipple shots in one of these Instagram pictures.
Oh my God! You better alert.
You see that? Like
I do. I can see it. I see her nipple.
And they didn't take that down. Why is it
maybe
okay?
Because
I don't
just
mind
in
it.
Silhouette.
I don't really like it. It's not in silhouette.
Zoom in on that. I'm going to need to see a little bit.
It's
closer.
Hard to zoom in on Instagram.
Oh, Bryn, you're going to get her busted. What are you doing?
Let me see. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't.
Yeah, don't even. We shouldn't
such
even
a bust.
Mention it.
Stop it, man. You're that guy.
That was amazing. Anyway, happy motherhood to 50-year-old Naomi
Good
Campbell.
Good for her.
She's got herself a baby.
She's going to like it.
She's like, it's her hand with the tiny little feet and just sitting in the hand. It's so cute. President Biden, one of the things I know about Joe is he makes the joke that falls flat. And actually, I feel like he fumbles his words here and there, but he's been pretty playing the straight man. He's, you know, I guess when he doesn't have Barack around to go, Joe, that's enough.
He's been in president school. There's no question.
Clearly,
that
right?
They really worked on him and have taught him, or someone has got a shock collar on him.
Yeah.
And anytime he starts to freestyle, someone in the background is zapping him.
Right. Yep. Well, unfortunately, he did make a terrible joke yesterday. He visited a Ford plant in Dearborn, Michigan, and test drove the new F-150 Lightning all-electric truck.
Oh,
and the truck
yeah.
is cool. It's really, it's fast, it's electric, it's heavy duty. At one point, he's sitting behind the wheel, pulls up to the crowd of reporters, and he's chatting them up and telling them how much he likes. Oh, I like the truck. It's that's fun to drive. And then one of them had a question.
Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive?
No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm only teasing.
So yeah. he says, yeah, if you want to ask about Israel, get in front of the car and I'm going to run you over. So it's a silly, harmless joke. But in the interest of fairness, we should point out if Trump had said that, the media would have been out there condemning its inappropriateness. So I'm going to condemn it, too. Not to mention the fact that this joke is going to age very badly once Joe plows into his first farmer's market, which, let's face it, is 5 years away tops. So, Joe.
Oh, come on.
No, you know. You, thank you. Thank you, Vinny.
Come on.
Thank you.
I don't know about that.
Come on. That's old not... man saying he's going to run over people. Stop it. You know that's happening. Get him out of the car right now. Oh, and then, do you have the video of him? So then he goes, I don't know how fast it goes, but I'm gonna hit the gas right now, you guys. I'm gonna put it to the floor, and I'm gonna go until I hit 80. And this truck silently takes off like a shot into the desert. Like it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like the electric car technology, they're so ridiculously fast.
I've only been in a Tesla that. Well, I want to say we did the test drive with one of them.
Here he goes.
Is that it?
That's the truck.
That paint.
Boom, gonzo. Yeah, they did some weird paint job to it. It's a, like a test truck, you know.
All right.
You can't buy it with the optical illusion all over the side of it.
Anyway, it does feel very much like you're being shot out of an arrow. Like there's just a...
like 3Gs pushing you down.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Like in my diesel, it's got a lot of torque and power, but when I step on it, there's like a 1 second...
lag.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just go, wow, we're not going anywhere yet. Yeah. That train is going to hit us. Sorry, everyone.
I'm trying. I got the pedal to the
metal. I hit the gas. It's down. But that second lag is going to be what gets us killed. Sorry.
Electric cars are really fun to drive.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're just really responsive. And then Obama's in the news. He said that one of the first things that he did was on James Corden's show. I guess. I think this happened last night, so I'm not positive. I didn't see it. But he is a former president. So we always hear that the presidents get briefed on all the aliens and UFO intel that we've got. And so, of course, he won't tell us anything. But he does say, well, when it comes to aliens, there are some things I just can't tell you on air. Look, the truth is that when I came into office, I asked. I was like, all right. Is there a lab somewhere where we're keeping the alien specimens in the spaceships? They did a little bit of research, and the answer was no. He says, though it is true, and because in the last few days, and listen, you always hear about this Navy footage, and I've seen like documentaries on it where they're, you know, they're nothing can move like this. Things cannot move like this. You know, going from 0 to 80,000 miles an hour, you know, in the blink of an eye, or dropping just down and possibly even going into the water. So there is video footage of these weird UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I'm not saying they're alien craft or anything. But man, China, share your technology with us if that's where they're coming from. I mean, come on. He says, basically, we can't explain how they move, their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern. There's tons of reports. 60 Minutes did a piece on it this past weekend, too. This retired Navy pilot, I can't think of the woman's name, but she seems super credible. And, you know, she wasn't like dishonorably discharged or something because she was talking about aliens. And these people are talking about, I want more info. I want to know. I'm so glad that, is it Mark Hoppus? It's not. It's one of the guys from Blink 182.
Tom DeLonge.
Thank goodness we have Tom DeLonge looking into aliens. You know, Demi Lovato's really into aliens too. We'll talk more about her podcast coming up. And that's all I've got time for this morning. So Vincent, what is happening in the news?
Taiwan makes the news, China makes the news,
ooh,
and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.